Royer.
So if you want to get a modern sefer, it's called Pirkei Moed. Is any of your Breuer Svarim? He was one of the Breuers, one of the people, the Breuer family. So I used to go to his shir. I used to go to his chug. He used to give a chug here. Very, very saintly, elderly person, at least when I knew him. So Rav David Zvi Hoffman was known for not refuting, because many of the Gedolim refuted, oh, you're crazy, there aren't different voices in the Torah, as opposed to saying, no, there are. Hashem has different runs through Eved Ivri, different runs through Tzitzis. Hashem wants to hear one message of Tzitzis and Shlach, one message of Tzitzis. Obviously, Tzitzis is complementary. Sometimes they're contradictory. Okay, and who was the fourth? This is a test question. There are only four leaders of the Hildesheimer Institute, because unfortunately, Nazism discontinued this very interesting experiment. Who was the fourth? It was David Zvi Hoffman, Israel Hildesheimer, of Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, and?
Refresh.
What? No, Refresh is early 19th century. This is early 20th century. A very, very interesting personality named Rav Avraham Ilya Kaplan. He was the head of the Aguda, and he also was the head of the Hildesheimer Institute, which typically he didn't have. And he was a big Zionist, and he was the head of the Aguda. And unfortunately, he died at a very early age, 36 years old. And there's only one sefer that we have in his name, but a very, very fascinating personality. Google him, Avraham Ilya Kaplan. I've recommend that we read his sefer as like the, he thought it was like a great Musar sefer, a sefer that was written about, containing many of his articles. So Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg escaped the Holocaust to where, anyone know where? Switzerland. And he put it, and he built the yeshiva, a small yeshiva in Montreux. So he lived in Switzerland after the war. Very, very interesting personality, and his sefer, his name, Suri Deesh, because he was part of that generation that survived the inferno. Okay? So he makes this claim that the Gnai is the barter. This is not the amount of money or the fact that you're using a process that you can use less money and I'm insulted. It's the system. It's the mechanics. It's the process that the woman may find insulting. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam takes a different approach. Rabbeinu Tam says, we never even had a Havamina to extend Kinyanim to a woman, and you're going to disqualify because of some Gnai factor. Rabbeinu Tam omits the word Gnai from the Gemara. The problem with Chalipin, what? Well, Nafshe, I'm sorry, Nafshe, which means, I'm sorry, right. Omits the word Nafshe from the Gemara. The problem was not technical, secondary, extrinsic, Gnai, insult, Nafshe, what she wants, how she sees, how she views it. The problem was categorical. Chalipin doesn't work because no kinyan of karka should work for a woman, because a woman is not married through kinyani karka. Yilam, that's the major structural break of the sugya. Rashi assumes that at least kinyani karka can apply to women, and then we have to deal with chazaka. Why chazaka was never considered. Ben Tam says we can never apply kinyani karka to a woman. The only kinyan we can apply is kesef. In the end, chalipin isn't kesef. The only avamin is maybe we can compare chalipin to kesef. What the Rabbeinu Tam did not tell us is, why would you compare Chalipin to Kesef? Why wouldn't you compare Chalipin to Kesef? Obviously, it's a double factor. A, how do you view Kesef? B, how do you view Chalipin? There's no information for Rabbeinu Tam. This is missing. I'd love to get to Shemayim and say, Rabbeinu Tam, what did you mean? Rashba, what did you mean? Ritva, what did you mean? But we described it yesterday. One approach we took was, if there's a symbolism to putting money into someone's hands, then there's no way to compare Chalipin. The whole starting point of this sugya is the Sma. There's some sort of payment of value. So maybe Chalipin is payment, and that's the Havamina, that Chalipin can be Kesef. The Maskana is, no, Chalipin is very, very different. You're not paying, you're swapping. It's personal, it's value, it's utility. And swapping isn't paying. Paying isn't swapping. Even if you ignore the Gnai factor, it's just not Kesef, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And you can't be Mekadosh your woman with anything not called Kesef. And the second we decide Chalipin is in Kesef, you can't be Mekadosh. I alluded to the fact yesterday there are some Rishonim who conclude Lemaskana that Chalipin is Kesef. The Ravid on the Rambam I showed you, Tosos and Kitten Lamites. How would they learn the Sugya? Pashtos, they would learn like Rashi, that Chalipin is Kesef, but it's a Kesef, that's the meaning, and that's where you apostle it. The problem is, the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Chalipin is Kesef for an Eved, so I gave an answer yesterday, wipe it off the records. It got a little confusing yesterday, wipe it off the records. That's the shear I want you to take. That's the snapshot I want you to take starting today's shear. Yes, Moshe?
Is there a way to read Rabbeinu Tam in line with the Taz, that it has to be Kesef, despite the fact that it's only symbolic?
The Havamin or the Maskana?
Both.
So the Havamina was that Chalipin is Kesef because Kesef is Kenyan, and Chalipin is a symbolism like Kenyan. The Maskana is? harder to build a maskana.
Does that necessitate that it's payment if he's saying it has to be kesef, which means that's more than a bruta?
No,
it's just a definition of the pasuk. It's not.
No, so the Havamin is a chalipin is kesef. If you're the Taz, because kesef is symbolic and chalipin is symbolic, and it's maybe let's wait for a b'chaim today because we haven't yet developed. So far, we have two ways to view chalipin. One review chalipin is a type of a payment that would be like kesef. Another review chalipin is just a new kinyan called barter. So far, we've no other way to view chalipin. Let's think about Reb Chaim today, and then maybe you can reread the Gemara according to the Rei Natam, according to the Taz, with Reb Chaim's edition. But so far, we don't have that in our ammunition belt. Yes? Yeah.
Well, we said at the beginning about money, even if you're using it for payment, it has some symbolic value, whereas chalipin, we're saying the maskana, maybe, is barter, in which case it's really just trading one thing for another.
Maybe even payment has some symbolism. Even payment is an abstract, you're starting the process of payment, whereas barter, there's no process.
Yeah, so maybe, I'm saying, maybe for the Taz, the reason it doesn't work is it has no symbolic value.
Mm, right, but then what was the Havamina?
Huh?
What was the Havamina?
Havamina is that it had some sort of symbolic value. Instead of just being a trade, it has some symbolic value.
Payment? The symbolism is payment? What is the symbolism?
That, like, money represents, I guess.
What's the symbolism of chalipin?
What would you think the symbolism is? I guess because when you're picking something up, you're making a key on something else that's not even like.
What are you symbolizing?
Transfer of ownership.
Okay, so let's talk about Reb Chaim. It's the same question I posed to Moshe. Let's develop and amplify chalipin a little bit. Ephraim.
Can you chalipin say that after we thought that they both work on symbolism, they should both be, let's say, kesef kinyan, and the kaz, and kamashmon, that one is in the symbolism of kesef, one is the symbolism of
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll leave 5 minutes for this conversation, because let's develop the symbolism of chalipin, and then we'll see. Okay? Okay. Okay. Everyone see the Meiri yesterday? What word does the Meiri add? Why does chalipin not work? Nashne, but he adds a word that's just from nowhere.
Dibor.
What? Where did that come from? Dibor. And whose Gemara is the deficiency of chalipin because it's Dibor? Where did that come from? I have two models so far. This is the paradigm shifting moment. One model because it was an insult, either directly because of the money you gave her, or because structurally you used the process that's insulting, or it's potentially insulting, Jeremy. Or, the problem is, it's just not kesef. Or however you define the lamdas rachman, it's just not kesef. So if you stop me on the street and say, why can't you marry with chalipin? Can I? Or it's not kesef. However I define those. Dibor? Dibor? Yonah.
Maybe what it's saying is that the way chalipin works is I give something to you, and then you give something to me, but it's two separate processes, and a woman can't just give herself without the idea. She can't just say, I'm now your wife.
Maybe. I don't think it's in Taylor word deeper, but it's a fascinating concept. What you're doing is you're digging deeper into the hachlafa we talked about yesterday. Normally, kinyan is one condensed process. I make a mice a kinyan because there's only one directional kinyan. I'm coning something from you. Here, since there are two kinyanim, if we feel it's a barter, do we need two separate mice a kinyanim, or it's one barter? And the sivros I alluded to yesterday talks about. You need two mice a kinyanim. If we split the two, so I don't think that's in the word dibor. Didi.
Maybe dibor is showing like we need clarity in what's going on.
That's great. You need clarity. Right. That's a great way to marry a woman, to be as clear as possible. I want to be your husband.
In the sense of that, when you do chalipin, it's not like a case of it's not going to choose to buy.
No. That's not. Chalipin is puzzle because it is dibor. Not that we need dibor. Chalipin is puzzle because it's dibor. Avi.
It fits better with the chita of kosos that it's because it's kesef. Because in normal kinyan kesef, you don't have to do dibor. You're just giving money to someone.
So you're saying dibor is the Meiri's way of saying it's not kesef. That's an interesting way to say it. Okay, it could be. This is the dig. We'll see where this is all landing.
For kiddushin, you have to know what's going on.
Okay, which other rishon has an interesting word to make fun of chalipin to describe why you can't use chalipin for marriage? Give me another word in the rishon that doesn't appear in our gemara. Oh, chalipin! Ha! That's just dibor. Oh, chalipin! That's just. What's the John?
So it's either the rabbi or the shittim that's commenting on the rabbi.
But they're not talking about kiddushin.
He says that it's
Right, but they are not finished my sentence. They're not talking about Chalipin's failure for Kiddushin. I can talk about Chalipin like the rest of them, and in 5 minutes I will. I'll talk about the Raivid, just like you will. I'm looking for a Rishon that says Chalipin, Kiddushin. And when they're tearing, they're not saying, oh, because it's Gnai. Or when they're tearing, they're not saying, oh, because it's not Kesef. Yesterday we had two O's. Oh, for you Irishmen out there. Oh, not Kesef. Oh, Gnai. I'm looking for another Rishon that says, no, the reason it fails because it's just Dibor. Which other Rishon has a line that is not about Gnai or about Kesef? Ephraim? What's his line? Pick out that one line. What? Okay. Which King of Bechusa, which could make it, could be Gnai, but give me a more powerful line in the Rashba. This is really, really nuts and bolts of Lumbus, guys. I'm not here to tell you a Vart. I'm here to tell you how to find paradigm shifters in Rishonim. What's the line in the Rashba that shifts the paradigm, possibly, away from Gnai or not being Kesef? Didi.
Yeah,
let's just find the other line. I'll WhatsApp it to you so you can see the. I'll give you another chance here. A nice guy, Rachamim V'Chesed, Bala Rachamim. Give you guys one last chance to do it. Tell me what's the key line in the Rashba that I just WhatsApped you? That key line, he says, oh, it fails because of, boom. That's an interesting factor, which we'll talk about. You know what makes Chalipin inferior? Yeah, what's that line? Very good. What's that line? Hamikol Makom, two lines after 103. You know why Chalipin is inferior, at least for Kiddushin? Lav Begufan hi niknes ela bedinan. That's not my Gemara. Love begufon who nicknames Ella Bedinan? Before we give a svar, just absorb. You see, I have words entering here that aren't in our Gemara? Mm-hmm. Now, Ruben, if you take out the word nafsha, then that this makes our Gemara a lot easier. But Yeshiva Pachas Vitor Pudilo Makanya. Now's my next question, just to set up today's Kiddush. Which Rishon, look at me, we may have mentioned him already today, not only changes the language for why Chalipin fails, but introduces a new factor of Chalipin that reflects its failure. In Shas, what reflects why Chalipin is inferior? What's the marker? Oh, Chalipin is inferior, and I'll prove to you this inferior because? Parashat point to Rashi causes inferiority. Proves inferiority. It's not Kesef. But either way, that's the flare. You're on an island, you set up a flare gun. What's your flare gun? It's Pachas Shavaputa. Ah! You want me to be Pachas Shavaputa? No way. Ah! It's not Kesef. No way. What's the factor that A. Rishon, that we already mentioned today, introduces? You know what proves that Chalipin can't work for Kiddushin? The fact that you can use Chalipin with that's a Gemara. Okay, so let's all read this Rashba very, very carefully. Okay? I'm not giving you a svar yet. I'm giving you nuts and bolts to frame a svar. The frame is more important than the picture. Always. Because it creates boundaries, logical boundaries, what you can say and what you can't say. It's called parameters. Within those parameters, you see a lot of things. The parameters are Ben and Thomas. We thought it's Kesef, now we know it's not Kesef. Say what you want, Ephraim. I give my version. But you got to create parameters. So what are the parameters? You know, what does the Rashba say?
There's no difference if you're doing Chalipin or something that's worthless or something that's worth a lot. It's still
well, that's Pachas Shavaputa. Yeah. I want another factor. V'inami, the Rashba says, I ikar chalipin less than klal b'pachas shavaputa. If I said you need a shavaputa, havinam rinikimen d'kniyach hashuv v'imekanyib. I would have thought it's good for Kiddushin. Okay, now here's the Rashba's read of our sugya. Aval hashta de kaimalan chalipin kni al minas lahaknas uvelavdi. Yaakov, you're not looking at my strange face. What? What's going on here? The reason chalipin fails in kiddushin is because what does kni al minas lahaknas mean? The recipient has to give it back. Where did this come from? Akramar doesn't mention this. That's the platform for today's year. Is there a svara out there that disqualifies chalipin because it's dibur? Or because it's gufan, dinan velo gufan? Or because you have to give it back? Now, where does this come from? Which Gemara is the Rashba referring to? It's actually in Machlokas Amaraim, where? Nidarm. Which daf? Memchas. Which other Rishon out there? Give a little of the Spanish, the Spaniard, agrees with the Rashba that the failure of Chalipin is because you have to give it back? None other than the Ran. Let's read the Ran together just to get used to reading Rishonim together. Please take out your Makaros. I put it on the Makaros. I haven't said any alumnus yet. I'm just giving you parameters. You have to find the Svara that fits these parameters. It's so much more important to give you the parameters than Svara. So I can give a Svara, he can give a Svara, anyone can give a Svara. But how do you build parameters to get to a Svara? So the Ran says, it's a machlokus whether we paskin kini amanas laknos or not. Can the person who received the chalipin keep it? It's a machlokus in the Gemara. When you're in a lacha, besudra, kaimalan, kriv nachman, the sudra, kini amanas laknosu, if I give you Reuben, my handkerchief, for your Great Neck mansion, not in the middle of Great Neck, okay? I know all the people in Great Neck are, you live in Great Neck?
Yeah.
I'll be on Great Neck in your mansion. I want to get out of Manhattan from Corona. So I give you a handkerchief and I run to Great Neck on my way to the Hamptons. So I give you my handkerchief. You have to give me back my hanky. Give it back, the family hanky. I think you probably want to give it back. It's seen better days. Ah, for God. The Rav Ashi Amarle, Rav Ashi argues, and normally Rav Ashi is Achron, we passing like Rav Ashi. Okay, line number four. A, we don't accept Rav Ashi's halacha, that the recipient of the handkerchief can keep it. Why? Dichoye be'almahu, it's just the dicha. It doesn't sound like Rav Ashi really means that it's just being docha. Maybe you can keep the handkerchief, but I'll explain the Gemara, Rav Nachman, that you quoted to prove you can keep the handkerchief differently. Okay, and not only that, okay, but Rav Ashi himself, let's read a Gemara together that you didn't see, but it's important just again to be a parameter setter. Vav Amud Beis, we're going to see this Gemara together. Vav Amud Beis. I'll tell you when the Lumbus begins. This is so far just reading Rishonim, setting things up, knowing how to organize Rishonim. I'll give you a Lumbus light that will go on when the Lumbus starts. Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara wants to know whether Matana Menas L'Hachzir works. Can you give, not Chalipin, you want to give a woman a cow, not as Chalipin, as Kesef. But you say, give me back the Kesef in 30 days. Not Chalipin, Kesef, but Kesef Amanas L'Hachzir. Ela Amir Ravashi, Ravashi concludes, our friend Ravashi from the Darim. Ela Amir Ravashi, three lines from the bottom. The Kulu Kani Levar Misha, you can use Matana Menas L'Hachzir to buy land. But you can't marry a woman. Why? Lefisha ein isha niknes bechalipin. There are two interesting things in this Gemara. One that interests the Ran, and one that I'll get back to in 5 minutes that interests me. Let's see what interests the Ran first in our way to this Chiddush. What does the Ran see from Mary? See, Rav Ashi agrees that chalipin is like matana manas lachzir. Matana manas lachzir is like chalipin because the recipient has to return it. So even Rav Ashi, who in Nedarim opposed Rav Nachman and said, how do you know that you have to give back the handkerchief? Rav Ashi himself in Kiddushin says, you have to give back the handkerchief. Now let's read the Ran. 1 second, Yonos, just read the Ran. Gadi Omer, Lisha, Mekudesh, Bimanazu, last four lines. The Isak Adaitech, Itapis Matfis. If you think that Rav Ashi feels that you have to keep the handkerchief, you keep Mike Zera. Dihachi, if the woman gets to keep the handkerchief in Chalipin. Last words in the Ran. Look at the Ran carefully. If the woman keeps the handkerchief in Chalipin, Nikneh Siba Chalipin. She should get married with Chalipin. Mein Lechakin, Gadol Mizah. So if you interviewed the Ron, why doesn't Chalipin work? Can't keep the handkerchief. Ron, why doesn't Chalipin work? Can't keep the handkerchief. Like whom? Like the Rashba. I'm simplifying the Rashba. The Rashba is a very, very complex Rashba. Not exactly the way I present it, but it's clearly the Ron. All of a sudden, you have Rishonim adding to the logic of the Gemara, namely, it fails because it's Dibor, it fails because it's Dinan rather than Gufan, and changing what reflects that logic, what presents that logic, what showcases that it's X, whatever X will be today, not the lesser value, but the returnability, the fact that she has to return. In fact, in every chalipin, when I give you the handkerchief, you have to give me back the handkerchief. That's the factor that shows, again, just to show you, this is the parameters of the circuit. Why does Chalipin fail? We thought, Pachas Mishavar Pruta. What does that show? Either it shows that it's a Gnai, or it shows that it's not Kesef. That's yesterday's shir. Today's shir is that it's the Amenas Lahachzir of Chalipin, which shows that it's Dibor, or shows that it's Dinan rather than Gufan. Totally different read of the subject. Why does it fail? Kanai or not Kesef? What shows it is Kanai or not Kesef? Pachas Mishavar Pruta. You want to think of other things that Pachas Mishavar Pruta does? Knock yourself out. Other reasons that Chalipin fails. But it wants to stream through Pachas Mishavar Pruta. This is a complete paradigm shift. It fails because by Chalipin, you have to give back the suit. Amenas Lahachzir. It's called in the Gemara Itapis Lo Mikus. And the definition of it, Chalipin is Dibor, not why, which we don't know what Dibor is as opposed to. I haven't said anything yet. I haven't earned my salary yet today. I just set up, this is more important than any, set up the sugya for you. Shai?
So we've been viewing Chalipin as your own or, you know, sort of bartering system. But to say that, you know, someone's returning something, that inherently says that it's not your own. It's not like something that...
Okay, so you want to say that the returnability proves it's not Kesef.
Yeah.
Do you want to say this?
Otherwise, it seems...
Not Kesef. So very good. Yeah. I still haven't solved the Miri in the language of the Rashba. Why call it Dibor? I can say that in the Ron if I want to. Josh.
Maybe it's the problem with her having to return it is that it kind of turns into like Natam Hu, but Amar Hu, the Nahi. Like, can you say that like she's like being too involved in it?
No, that happens years later as part of the tonight. Ilan.
What does Pachas, how do you explain Pachas and Shabrita if you go with the Kahuna and don't ask Amar Hu?
Okay, so Ilan's saying, wait a second. You can knock out the word Ruben Nafsha from the Gemara, you can neutralize Gnai, but you can't neutralize Shava Kesef, Pachas Shava Pruta. What's the answer to Ilan's question?
She's not going to get nothing on it. Add that on. She gets $0 out of it.
Maybe there's a sugya out there that says you can't marry a woman with Chalipin and doesn't say because of the Pachas and Shavar Pruta issue. It's not fair for me because...
Oh, you're so...
Ravashi. You just read Ravashi on Vav Amud Beis. What does Ravashi say? Ein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin. Again, I didn't show you the Gemara, it's my fault, but we'll get to that Gemara again. Namely, there are two strategies to solve your question, Elon. One is to say that that's what the Gemara really means. Why Pachas Mishavar Pruta is giving you back anyway? Or maybe say, okay, the Gemara in Daf Gimel apostles Kiddushin because of what we saw yesterday. But if you ask Rav Ashi why you apostle Kiddushin, it's going to be based on what we say today. Okay, guys, we need to get moving. So I'm going to hold off on the questions. We'll get back a little bit later. Let's start. We haven't started. Now the shiur start. Okay, I'm turning on the red button. Turning on the red.
Love this button. Where's our red button? This will be our. This is live. It'll be our Lumbus sign when the Lumbus begins. Okay. All you anti-Lumbanim, cover your ears. Okay. If you don't like Lumbus, cover your ears. Okay.
roll up my sleeves. See, I like charades. I like when it gets really hot, because my wife banned me from wearing short sleeves like 15 years ago. She says, it doesn't look good. But when it's hot, I say, too bad, too bad. So I get to wear short sleeves. Get to roll up my sleeves, okay? Guys, get a nice pack of smokes here. I said, roll up my sleeves, Masse Shabbos, my white shirt, a couple of lung darts, throw down some heaters in the back porch. Okay, no more. Long time ago. Matze Shabbos in the garden. Like, I used to actually scalp tickets, but when I say I used to scalp tickets, you guys think I used to buy tickets. I was like a major supplier to scalpers. Like, I used to come over to me, like, I got hundreds of tickets. I'd give them out to the scalpers. So it's a very different world. Where Yeshiva Bachur were the head scalpers. Like, I went to my brothers and, like, all the scalpers. Hey, Mike, what's up? You have any tickets? What's going on? Okay. Different place, so up in the nosebleed section of the garden on Matzah Shabbos. Okay, here we are. Reb Chaim made the following claim. Okay. This claim is quoted by one of Reb Chaim's Talmidim. Reb Chaim did not write a lot of his Torah, nor did he go around yeshivos spreading his Torah. So there's a whole army of Reb Chaim Talmidim who spread Reb Chaim's Torah, Reb Chaim's Derech, throughout Europe. Who is in this army? Who are the Reb Chaim Torah spreaders? Reb Moshe, his son. His other son? Reb Velvel, the Brisker Rav. Berch HaShemuel, Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz, his prime Talmud. Those were his three big Talmudim. But who else spread Reb Chaim Torah throughout Europe? Reb Chanan? Reb Moshe Sokolovsky, the Emre Moshe. Yosef Engel, the Asim Deraisa, not really the Talmud, but that type of Torah. These were likely people that are responsible for Brisk taking over the world. Today, I would say, I'm not a big anthropologist, I don't like hang out in the mirror and like try to eavesdrop on the shiurim, but like from what I'm picking up, 60 to 70, 75% of people that learn Ion learn Brisk or Ion. It's not like this. It's more in the old yeshiva style. You have a problem, let's solve the problem, and the meat of the solution is Brisker thought. It's not like, let's build topics, and let's build ideas, and let's build systems. It's more like responding to, I told the Israelis over the summer, it's the difference between a fireman and an architect. The fireman puts out fires, an architect builds cities. So the typical way of learning in yeshivas were, there's a fire, Tosis raises a fire, puts out the fire. When Tosis was putting out the fire, he had all of Shas in his mind, because that's how I knew Shas. We're trying to reclaim Tosis's panoramic view by building the city. What is the city of Ishus? What is the city of Kalipin? What is the city? Rather than Avastira, how about yourself, Avastira? You'll see that as time goes on. Sally?
Are you to WhatsApp the client?
No, but I have a sheet here for you. Don't worry, I'm giving out a sheet in a moment. Okay? So these are the Reb Chaim Talmidim. Okay? Background, Reb Chaim's Chiddush. We'll read it inside. We'll bring two proofs, many proofs, and we'll come back to Kiddushin at some point. Okay, so close your Kiddushins. If I want to sell a Sefer, Josh, what is necessary? What are the two ingredients to create a Chalos Kinyan? Say it in Hebrew. Think hard before you say it. Two Hebrew words, two Lamdasha words, two Gemara terms. Think hard. And you get on the first shot. Two ingredients to make a transfer of ownership. Who wants to take a shot? Who's brave? Moshe.
Das and Grom.
Okay, you got one right, Das. What else do you need?
A Maisa.
Maisa, a Maisa Kinyan. Now, the Maisa Kinyanim or Metaltalin are, give me the roster of Maisa Kinyanim. Something really small? Something mid-range? Something really large? Mesira. Boat, camel. Karka is more abstract activities because you can't pick up karka. What are the three abstract activities that are called a karka? Kesef, Shara, Chazan. But at Zana Shava, you've got common das, common agreement, common acquiescence, both parties are in. And you perform a demonstrative act. That could be more graphically demonstrative, the Talmud. That could be a little more abstract, but it's still demonstrative. You're performing an act that says something about the land. You're fixing the land, you're writing a contract about the land, you're paying value about the land. Not value, but symbolic act about the land. So there's a maisa that targets the object, and there's das. Now, we could spend a lot of time discussing the interaction between the two, what role maisa plays, what role das plays, but you can never get by without the two. Das, maisa. Maisa, das. Mas, maisa. And by the way, it's a pretty good template for most of Shas. Most of Shas has das, maisa, maisa, das. For example, what other chalos that you may have thought about the last 2 weeks needs maisa and das? Kiddushin. Is it maisa kiddushin? It's das kiddushin. And even gerushin needs maisa and das. However, the das there is unilateral rather than bilateral. Is there a kinyan out there which this maisa maybe seems very, very flaky, very flimsy, very, like, what in the heck is that action? Chalipin. Especially one type of chalipin. Now, I don't have the time to map all of chalipin for you, but there are two types of chalipin. So far, I've been discussing one very, very clear type of chalipin. That's called shaveh b'shaveh. Shava b'sheva doesn't mean it's exactly worth, but it's worth something, at least in your mind. Even a cupcake for a Mercedes, you really, really like cupcakes. So you want the cupcake, I want the Mercedes. I want the cow, you want the ox. I want the PlayStation, you want the phone. We're swapping. There's another type of chalipin, which is known in halacha as kinyan sudar. When you just pick up a pen, or a handkerchief, or a pair of eyeglasses, and it's nothing you really want. It's just a prop. The Ben Yotam says we actually have in the pasuk of Chalipin, Ben Yotam and Rav Metzia, two different words. V'zos lefanim b'Yisrael, al ha-geula v'al ha-temur. What do we learn from Temur? Who remembers yesterday? We learned cha lekayem kol davar, the Ben Yotam says. There we learn kinyan sudar. Remember that. Lekayem kol davar. We learn kinyan sudar. Now, if I have above Mitzir, can someone please, anyone have a computer?
Or
above
Mitzir,
I'll know what's happened to you.
Just to get things clear in your mind. Above Mitzir. Memzarin and Aleph.
Put your hand down for a second, unless you literally don't understand something I said. But let's just get a little bit of traction here, okay? Lekayim kol davar. Okay, the end of this test is above Mitzir, Dibur Maschil Geula. Mefarsha Bein Atam, Geula Zu Mechira, Timura Zu Chalipin, Shal Shaveh B'Shaveh. Okay. Lekayim Kol Davar, Lerabos Eino Shaveh B'Shaveh. Eino Shaveh B'Shaveh means not that they're not equal, but that there's absolutely no exchange going on. It's just a... Reb Chaim wanted to know, what is this Kenyan called Chalipin? At the very least, the Sudar part, the place where he's just handing over the face mask. Reb Chaim was Mechadesh, and you see why structural chidushim are so important. There's something called kinyan das. How do I transfer the animal to you? We agree to transfer it. Unlike other kinyanim, the action that's just to symbolize our common agreement. symbolize my common agreement. There is no way that the act of giving you my handkerchief could be itself an act of kinyan, like Mashiach, Mesira, Hagban can participate in transferring an object. You know what transfers the object? Shai? ESP. My favorite line from a stupid guy movie like in the 90s, I don't remember which movie it was, but I once saw it like, on the internet. Like, we were thinking about the same thing. Oh, you thought about the same thing I thought about. We must have ESPN. ESP. Like, how stupid can you get? Oh, we must have ESPN. Okay. ESP. Meeting of the minds. You and I, we agree. Yeah, but how do I know you're agreeing? How do you know I'm agreeing? In addition to that, how do we halachically transform agreement into something concrete? We have to show some act that demonstrates common agreement. That's how we make a kingdom. If the Torah were to decide that that would demonstrate agreement, in Greece, that's how they show agreement after a marriage. They fling plates. It could be any action. It could be flipping a sefer. It could be putting your kippah on backwards. Chalipin is not a maisa kinyan that demonstrates tavaras bailus. Chalipin, the core of the kinyan is the gemiras das. The action is just a manner of showing common agreement. Chalipin is a kinyan without a maisa, in the classic sense. Because the maisa's role is not to participate in demonstrating, oh, you're pulling the count to your rishus, you're showing it's yours. Oh, you're lifting the sefer, you're showing it's yours. Oh, you're writing a shtar about the land, you're showing it's yours. Oh, you're fixing the land, you're breaking the land, you're showing it's yours. Chalipin is an arbitrary, predefined action to show that both parties agree. But the core of Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. And now I'm going to talk about two ramifications of that. But before we see those ramifications, let's first see the language of Reb Chaim and then two corollaries of that. There are many, many corollaries. I'm going to give you the two basic ones. Sally, here, you can hand out the sheets because you were very worried about it. Come, Sally. Here, hand this here. The first is the Birchas Shmuel. Birchas Shmuel, Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Baruch Ber met Reb Chaim in Volozhin. So we met Reb Chaim. Became a loving, loving Talmud. Reb Chaim had three primary Talmidim, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the Briska Rav, Reb Velva of Yitzchak, and the Baruch Ber, who was not his son. Reb Baruch Ber was incredibly, incredibly devoted to his Rebbe. Sorry, a little quote. Very devoted to his Rebbe. When Reb Baruch Ber quotes Reb Chaim, it sounds like he's quoting the Mashiach. Because of Moiri v'Rabbis, Gadol Ador, Maran Shalko Yisrael. They once asked Reb Chaim, what's the difference between Reb Moshe and Reb Velvel and your Talmud Reb Baruch Ber? You know what he said?
No.
He said, if you asked, who told you this? If you ask your, if you ask Reb Moshe, if I told Reb Moshe and Reb Velvel that this table was a cow, they would make analogies and say, well, the table has four legs, the cow has four legs, the table provides food, the cow provides food. The briskers. If I told Reb Baruch Ber that the table is a cow, he'd get down on his hands and knees and start milking the table. Oh, you should have such tummy. Halafai, halafai. You can't quote me against me. Anyway, there was a lot of movement of yeshivos in World War I, and especially World War I was devastating for yeshivos. If you want to trace, interestingly enough, anthropologically, if you want to trace today, part of the ethos in the yeshiva world is yeshiva bachrim are the princes of the world, and they're the malachim, and if you're not in yeshiva, you're an oisvarf, and you're a second-class citizen. Rav Lichtenstein told us it all traces back to World War I. Why is it traced back to World War I? In World War I, there was a terrible, terrible financial, worldwide financial recession after World War I, so much money had been spent on the war. And yeshiva bachrim in Eastern Europe were at the low end of the food chain. So there's a total collapse of the whatever yeshiva system had existed. My great-grandfather, Menachem Mendel, my son is just got named it's my Zaidi, his father, who I met, my great-great-grandfather, was set up in Europe before World War I to learn his whole life. He was a Talmud Chacham, and he was supposed to learn his wife's parents had arranged, you know, whatever arrangement, it's called whatever arrangements still in all day. Then World War I broke out and the entire financial system collapsed. And my great grandfather basically had no parnassa, you know, to support him and, you know, training. Rav Aaron told us that after World War I, yeshiva bachrim were being scorned. Like, oh, yeshiva bachrim, you're parasites, you're living off of people, everyone's suffering anyway, and you're sitting there. There was a very, very low view of yeshiva bachrim. And because of that, the yeshiva world said, you know, we're going to try to compensate by building yeshiva bachrim up to be larger than life. And there was a compensation. The yeshiva bachrim, you're the princes of the world, everyone else. Varen told us a lot about what happened in the post-World War I era and what he picked up being yeshiva bachur in the 40s and 50s. Anyway, so Baruch Ber moved his yeshiva easterly. As everyone moved, all the yeshivas are moving easterly to get out of the line of the war, World War I. And anyone know the final part where this yeshiva that originally was in Slobodka, his initial yeshiva was in Slobodka that he opened up. Anyone know where the final resting space was for Baruch Ber's yeshiva? Small town, White Russia called? You know? Kamenetz. After the war, most of the Kamenetz yeshiva came to Israel. There's a Kamenetz yeshiva in Me'er Sharim. But a few Kamenetzers went to Brooklyn. And they started the Kamenetz yeshiva in Brooklyn. I learned in the Kamenetz yeshiva in Brooklyn. Now, I learned in the high school, which was affiliated to Yeshiva Taras Emes Kamenetz, but there was a kollel. I used to basically spend half of my 12th grade hanging out with the kollel guys, talking to them, schmoozing with them, smoking with them, smoking all day. But and the Rosh Yeshiva there was Rev Krepenya, who learned with her Baruch Ber in Europe. So I didn't have much to do with him, but like I walked by him, I said hello to him, whatever. So I met someone who learned with her Baruch Ber in Europe, Rev Krepenya. I'm assuming Zichron. I haven't kept in touch, but I'm imagining. Can't imagine it. Zichron Levracha. So this is Rav Baruch Ber. Now the problem with Rav Baruch Ber, and it's an ironic problem, because Rav Baruch Ber was super, super, super machbid on how he said things. Rav Chaim used to say, and that's why I'm so careful to make you speak sharp, that a chisaron in hasbara is a chisaron in havana. If you don't say it clearly, it's because you don't yet understand it clearly. So when I push you to say things, it's not just me playing word games with you, it's pushing you to think clearly. Think, get there, fence. Like, what do you want the fence? I don't know, put up the fence somewhere. We're putting up a fence. What do you want the center field wall? I don't know, put it up somewhere. How many feet from home plate to be direct and precise? So Baruch Ber would sit there thinking for hours of how to say a svara. And then if the next day, like, it was shining as opposed to snow, and he, like, felt a little different, he changed the svara. It was like, be a little slight intonation would be a little different. Somehow, that precision didn't make it into the writing. Because the writing is a lot of terms. I'm sure he knew what these terms are, but there's a lot of terminology that it's hard to know. This is an exception. So this is Reb Baruch Ber telling us what Reb Chaim said, even though we don't have it written anywhere from Reb Chaim. Okay, so here's the setting. So let's read the core, and then we'll see the corollaries later. This is the Baruch Ber. The BMS, Bichalipin, Harei Ein Shum Maso Mata. That means there's no physically demonstrative act to show the transfer. It's not businesslike. It is. To Ein Hakon and Nosin Al Shum Shivui. The acquirer isn't giving anything. Don't take this word Shivui. It's just there's no value being given. To Akli Upachas Bezerva. The al karchach lo havi akli ikra maisa kinyan. Ah, I'm saying in my best Lithuanian accent. Rakadas machnehu. The way the Bar probably said it. Dein akli ikra maisa kinyan. Rakadas machnehu ikra maisa kinyan. Maisa kinyan shaldas. Hadas hu ikra kinyan. Kinyan das. Now let's read it in Rev Schechter quoting the Rav. Okay, so this is a Torah journal called Masara that came out in the 90s and early 2000s. And Rev Schechter wrote most of them, I think, based on his hearing the Rav. So this is third. The Rav heard it from Rev Chaim, and Rev Schechter wrote it over when the Rav told it. So this is our Masara. V'taima de milsa, the dafka bekinyan chalipin, b'inan da'as alimta, we'll see later. The shani kinyan sudra, line number 3. The BMS ain benesinos kelev shel kona el yad hamakne shum simin shel avaras bailos. Now you hear it being much clearer. You see the language being much clearer. The ain benesinos kelev shel kona el yad hamakne shum simin shel avaras bailos. The ain shum siba v'tam lomer shet shamesh pulazu kimaisi kinya. You see now this is language we can understand in regular Hebrew. Elanir lomer shein ela kisimin. L'harol sheyesh kan gemiras da'as shleima al akna. U'mikach da'as hamakne ha'shleima v'achamur azu hu d'chal akinyan. Okay, I know what these words mean. So I'm not saying in Lithuanian, I'm reading it in Hebrew. It's a simon of gemiras da'as, because the ma'is akinyan is in a simon of bailus. It's just an arbitrary act that could have been chosen out of a hat. Okay. Breathe in, Reb Chaim. Let's settle. Like a good wine. We're going to talk about corollaries, how this affects Das, and how this affects Maisa. And then, maybe we'll bring it back to Kiddushin. Why you can't marry a woman with this new type of king. Questiones. Ari.
I must have misunderstood. It doesn't seem like such a fish.
Okay. That's the problem with brisk alumnus, you know. The Reb Chaim killed the sugya. Once, like a mic drop. It's hard to imagine it anywhere else, right? I can tell you the sugya is the Rav murdered for me. After I read the Rav. Part of the reason, seriously, I don't want you guys reading Acharonim so much is because you don't have the strength of mind to disagree with them. So you only see one view of the sugya. I'm at the point in my life now where I can read a Stipler, or I can read a Ksos, or I can read and say, okay, I see it making sense, A, B, C, or D, and I take A and put it here, or take B and put it there. So this is his Mahalach, and I'm going to build 3 or 4 other Mahalachim from what I've seen and what I've read. When you're 18 years old and you read Achronim all day, then you'll know a lot of Achronim, but you won't know how to build Sugyas. You'll see one dimension to each Sugya. So one day I hope you read all these Achronim, but not now. Right now you can't read them unless I give them to you like little pieces in context where I'm saying this is one of these. Like this is Reb Chaim in context. Okay? Yes, Jerry.
So the Rashi you had at the end of the...
We're not talking about Kiddushin. No Kiddushin questions. This is a no Kiddushin fly zone. I don't want to hear it. Let's first develop Chalipin. Ilan, yes.
It's about
Chalipin. Oh, okay. Joey, I don't think anything. I know you're trying to angle in, okay?
It didn't have
you're trying to angle an angler, okay? Just be careful, Jerry. I was angling before you were diaper. Okay. Let's go. Enough time. Let's get moving. Okay. So first of all, Reb Chaim's 2 proofs were that if the Das is doing the heavy lifting, it's not just in a subsidiary role. Rachman, when I sell you my sefer, the Das, it's just a subsidiary role. Answer me, Lumdus. What is the Iker part of the Kinyan normally? Not the Das, but the Maisa. The Das is only the facilitator. Without, what do we call a Maisa Kinyan without Das Kinyan? What do we call it in Halacha? When I make a Maisa Kinyan without you wanting me to make Maisa Kinyan? We call that Geneva. No, actually, to be over Geneva, you need to do Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara compares Maisa Kinyan into Geneva. So in order to transform, stop it. In order to transform, I know the Mishnah, okay, Otzei Manasseh. In order to transform a Maisa Kinyan, it's not like Lamdanim, like fight. Stop it. It's Tosas, forget the Yishami. In order to transform a Maisa from Geneva into Kinyan, you need Das. But the heavy lifter, the bodybuilder, the carrier of the Kinyan is the Maisa. But the carrier of the Kinyan in the Chalipin is not the Maisa. What's the carrier of the Kinyan? The Das. So you may need a higher level of Das. Rich Rishon, Josh Glendner, time, may show us a halacha that only applies to the Das of Chalipin, some factor you may need for Chalipin to increment the Das, to boost the Das, to augment the Das, to strengthen the Das. Which Rishon am I talking about, Josh?
Rivid.
Which Gemara is he talking about? Bava Basra. What does the Gemara Bava Basra say? What is strange halacha applies to Chalipin? What are we called to wait him that are there to stand at attention rather than to prove it in Beis Din? What do we call them? Edekim. Does regular Kenyan need Edekim?
No.
Is it wise to have Edekim? Of course, because I know Friar's gonna deny it in court. But if I don't have Edekim, I trust you. Unfortunately for me, I don't need Edekim to be there. It's a good Kenyan if you never deny it. What is the Gemara saying, Bava Basra? Help me. Let's move quickly. Fast lane. What's the language of the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Mem? Who has the Bava Basra in front of them? Kenyan b'fnei shnayim. Kenyan, the word Kenyan in halacha always means chalipin. Kenyan b'fnei shnayim means in order to stage a chalipin, you need two people standing there, like kiddushin and gerushin, not just to prove it in court later. If I sell you, Jeremy, through chalipin, and you never deny, you're a nice guy. There's no litigation, but we know there weren't two edim in attendance, edikim, no chalipin.
I mean, you have.
So says the Gemara in Bava Basra. Quickly, since we're learning Kiddushin, the Rabbeinu Tam rejects this. Rabbeinu Tam quoted by Tosas, our second Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, a lot of Sarah today. Rabbeinu Tam, Zechayim's, Samachayim and Beis. Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosas, just to prove it, he says it's not true. Tosas, Samachayim and Beis. Lo Ivri Sadik, everyone turn their Kiddushin to Samachayim and Beis. A nice, cool line. Call up your friend, learning in Kamenetz. You say you learned Reb Chaim today. And your Rebbe told you the B'chaim about Edekim, but your Rebbe also told you that Rebbe Natam disagrees with what the Ravid is going to say, what Reb Chaim quoted. Tosos, top of Samachayim and Beis. I think I gave you this Tosos. Lo Ivri, Sadi, Elo, Lashakri, Mikan, Omer, Rebbe Natam, De'ain, Tzarech, Edim, Lasos, Kinyan. You don't need Edim for a Kinyan. What about the Gemara and Bava Basra? That's the next couple lines. Who argues with Rabbeinu Tam? Who takes the Gemara Bava Basra literally? Kinyan Chalipin without Edim is not considered a Kinyan Chalipin. How do you say not considered a Kinyan Chalipin in Yiddish? Nisht Kain Kinyan. Nisht Kain Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan. It's not necessary only for Beis Din. Nisht Kain Kinyan. Rivet. Let's read the Rivet together. Now is your time, Josh. Now you can start. The Rivet says, Shittimukwabat says, Amar Avram. We're flying from France to Lithuania, to Spain, to Babylonia. We're flying through the Masara, these conversations, to Borough Park, to comments. Okay, Amar Avram, L'chaira. Wow, this is a Ravid making believe he's Reb Chaim. L'chaira. Rishon don't use L'chaira that often. Even the word L'chaira is great. It's like classic. L'chaira, it's like right out of a Pnei Yeshua. Okay? Sali, how many times does L'chaira appear in the Shittim Mekvetzas in Bava Basra? The Yerushalayim serves. Not too many. L'chaira. Ha'de'arminan lo b'fnei shnayim. L'chaira. La, wow. Lav mi pachad kfirahu. Not afraid of a friend, they may deny it. I don't need to just be careful because you're going to deny it tomorrow and I better get back at you. Ella. Shein miskayim ha'maisa ella b'shnayim. Wow. Ein miskayim hamaisa el b'shnayim. That phrase, ein miskayim hamaisa el b'shnayim, is another way of saying edekim. That is a dictionary definition for edekim. Ein miskayim hamaisa el b'fnei shnayim. B'afilu ha'modelo. Even if you were to admit to me. Shemi pacha kvira, if you told me the edim that we need for chalipin is because we're afraid of tomorrow. Kol maisa shiyas adam chavero. Matanus ha'mechiris ha'mechiris chalif v'chevitz. Everything. Tzir ha'shnayim. And we don't see that. Avol Nira, line number 6 in the Raiva 7. Kishara Dvarim, regular Kinyanim, Miskayimim, Beldashneim, I don't care. We don't need Edim. If you admit to me later in Beis Din, it's fine. I don't need it. It's wise to have Edim, but you don't need them. The Elu Ein Miskayim Eleba Edim, Vani Mosifal Divri Agon. The Raiva is quoting Agon. We don't know which Gon. The Raiva was a big, big supporter of the Gon, and Raiva normally likes Gonim. Ani Mosifal Divri Agon, Ki Al Tfisas Hasudar Bilvad Ne'emar B'nei She'em Bo Shum Maso Matan. Where did that line sound familiar? That Bachalipin is no Maso Matan. It's a bit, no, stop it, right? We'll get to it. Berch Shmuel, look at the Berch Shmuel's language. The Be'em is Bachalipin, or Ein Shum Maso Matan. You see, the Berch Shmuel, probably quoting his Rabbi Reb Chaim, using the same language, Ein Maso Matan of the Ravid. Lambda Salurit, right? Same conversation, 700 years apart. This is the same conversation. And without Edim, you don't have? Someone give me a line. Without Edim, Edim or Nesse, bring it back to the world of Lambdas. Without Edim, you don't have? Add some word. It ends with man and starts with S. Super.
Man.
You need super das. You need better das. Okay, this is my fault. Guys, I'm trying it, okay? I'm working on a little sleep. Give me a break, okay?
It's Friday.
Eroslichos, be easy on me, okay? For Chalipin, you don't just need das, you need? What creates super das? How does it? Come back for Shir Dalit. Okay, I'm not going to tell you that right now. The Eidim create a higher level of das. Because this act is just a chuchah v'tulu. It's just a joke otherwise. There are a lot of different ways to say what I just said. Enough time to say it right now. This is one of the rayas Reb Chaim brought, or at least the Rav quote. I don't know what Reb Chaim said or did. I just heard the Rav's Torah. What Reb Chaim did quote, one second, and then I'll answer your question. I have to be very, very careful with definitive. We have a lot to do. The Birchas Shmuel quotes the Rambam. Look at the WhatsApp that I sent you earlier before this year. The Rambam Paskins, let me see if I can guess here. Who was the guy at 6 years old and knew how to play the stock market? Let's see, who's the guy here? I'm guessing, Boaz, you're like on the internet, like thinking about how to make money when you're 50?
When I was 50?
No, when you were six.
When I was 50?
Like who was precocious here financially? Like who was like really at the stocks and knew? Like I got one kid, my seventh kid, like he's going to be my entrepreneur, he's going on Shark Tank and like get all my ideas. Okay, so they're called Pe'utos Hayadativ Maso Mantan. A katan can't have a kinyan, but if you're young enough, you're 6 years old, but you already know Tiv Maso Mantan, the Rabbanim made it takanas. Let's read the Rambam Hilchos Mechira Perich Haftas Alech Abav, katan at Shei Shanim, Enak Nasa Lechem Klum, Mi Shei Shanim at Shei Yagdil, from 6 to 13, Im Yodea B'Tiv Maso Mantan, he has a business sense. Mekcho Mekach U'Memkur Memkar, it's called Pe'utos Yeshlem Kinyan Midrabanim, basic Amar Gittin. Mark gives a certain shiurim. He knows how to differentiate between two types of nuts. And so the Rambam says that a financially precocious katan has kinyanim midrabanan. That's in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Vav. He says, yes. But in order for this financially precocious poet to make a kinyan, he has to do a meshicha or a mesira. You know which kinyan a katan doesn't have, even if he's financially advanced, even midrabanan? Take a guess. Which kinyan needs? Chalipin. Okay, go to the read more section, the next part. The Rambam writes, Kanu is a Kenyan. The regular word Kenyan always means Chalipin. The Ein Kenyan, the last part of the Rambam. The Ein Kenyan Miyara Katan Klum. Shekinyan Mishtar. That's what the Birch HaShmuel is quoting. Let's go back to the Birch HaShmuel. The Be'ez B'Chalipin, Ein Shemasur Matan, Rakadas, Makne, Ikr Maise Akinyan. The Al Karchach, line 4 in the Birch HaShmuel, the Al Karchach, Mashen Nasnu Chachamim Lepu'utos Din Das, Hanalin Das Chalos Chefza, Debinin Lekinyan. Avalin Shea Das Atzma Maisa Kinyan, Bezelo Nasnu Chachamim Din Das. That's a Lithuanian way for saying that when the Das is ancillary, a Katan can have a Midrabanan. When the Das is primary, you need a higher level of Das, which a Pout can't have a Midrabanan. That's what he means. That's the logic. Namely, I would expect in Chalipin to find higher demands for das, because the das is doing more heavy lifting. Now, let's flip the switch, flip the script. The das is more primary, the das is the ikar akinyan, the mice is just symbolic. Just like I'd have higher requirements for das, I may have less requirements for mice. What Gemara that I showed you yesterday shows that the mice is not reflective, demonstrative, showcasing. It's just symbolic. It's like flipping a shtender, throwing a chair. Yonah. We'll get to that. It's a little more extreme. Start slowly. It's a Yishalmi. Start in Bavli land. Which Shita shows that it's not, Ephraim, I'm giving you my thing, and that's showing that you're getting back. What Gemara am I talking about here, guys? You know what? Can you not tell me the Gemara? Can you tell me the phrase? Shitas, 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 Yeah. Yes? Okay. Take a guess. Shitas? We read you the Gemara? Did I give you the Gemara? Let me just check the Makaris. I want to... Who has Makaris here? Here's the Makaris. I gave you the Gemara. Shitas Levi? Caleb shall? Yeah. How can Yav Chalipin be a demonstrative act where the one giving is also the one giving? What does that mean? Malchamim, I want to sign my Mercedes. If Chalipin were a demonstrative act, who should give me the handkerchief? You should give it to me. You're giving me a handkerchief for my Mercedes. I say, Rachman, I want you to take my Mercedes. Here, take my handkerchief. What am I getting back? Where's the barter? Barter people. Barter people out there. Where's the barter? Where's the barter? No barter here. Looking for the barter. Too bad we don't have any Boston guys in this year. I have a field day with their bagels and barter. Where's the barter? Pass the border. Go back to Boston. Go to our Friedman chair. Okay, that's not okay. Don't tell Ellie I said. How could Chalipin be a demonstrative act according to Levi? And it's Caleb Shalmakna. And since before Yonah we get to your fancy schmancy Los Angeles Yerushalmi, because that's all they do in Los Angeles, in Yerushalmi, hell if I. Not only is Levi indicative of the fact that the Maisa is a Maisa Das, again, that doesn't mean that Rav doesn't hold that way, but Levi is more extreme, Rav can also say. But even according to Rav, what a lach. Okay, Rav Rachim says that Rachim has to give me the handkerchief because Rachim is getting my Mercedes. Ha! I'm getting a handkerchief. I like handkerchiefs. You have to be fancy, impress my mechutanim, walk around Sheva Brach with my little fancy hanky. They think I'm just some settler from the dusty Gush Etzion. I want to show them a little thing or two. I got Rachman's hanky. Fancy schmancy empty hanky. I hold like Rob. This is demonstrative. He's getting my car, I'm getting his hanky. Hanky for car. Who's going to show us? Which Amara is going to show us? Even according to Rav. I don't get the hanky. Say the name. Ravashi. What does Rav, well, not Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman say? You have to get back to hanky. What am I going to do for Shabbos? Where's your hanky? I pass it like Rav Chaim. Hope they'll get it. Baruch Hashem, I'm a chutin's a big talmud chacham. We'll probably get it. We joke like that. I tell you the joke the other night?
Yeah.
Shita Saramba. Anyway, the Masada Kedishin all because. Even according to Rav, I don't get to keep the hanky. So you give me the hanky isn't the where's the bagels and barter. The hanky is just like a game. Anyone know today, by the way, whose hanky do we use? We make a chalipin. We normally make a chalipin twice in a halachic life cycle. Pesach, when we sell chametz, and Kiddushin. So whose hanky do we use? The makna, which is the chasan, or the kona, which is the wife? The chasan is being makna his chayvus to his wife. I'll give you this money in... Option two? Option three? Third party. You use the Rav's hanky. I don't use hankies because, like, I don't have time to use my cell phone. It's a click. I said, pick up my cell phone. Give it back. Pick it up. Any click can be used. People use keys, pens, cell phones. Like the old timers, they still bring the hanky. I don't own a hanky. Like, anyone's ever see a hanky? Your grandfather, right? You open it up, you fold it like, I don't have time to fold. Just take a tissue and chuck it. So the das is primary. You need higher das. You've got to have two Adam standing there. Katan, forget about, but the maisa. Now, here's the real score before we get back to Kiddushin. If Chalip represents a new paradigm called a Maisa that isn't demonstrative, but is merely symbolic, showing common acquiescence, common agreement, Does it have to be a rigid category? Kinyanim are rigid. Whatever the Torah says or the Chachamim describe, you perform. Whatever they don't allocate, you can't perform. But what if we were to decide in our community that throwing a chair really is a sign of common agreement? Or that saying Mazel Lebra, as they say in the Diamond District, is a sign of common agreement? Or having a glass of schnapps, or slapping each other in the face once, just for good luck. Ah, great kinyan. Called a bro kinyan, a bro kinyan, a bro kinyan. You slap me, I'll slap you, we're all good here. A bro kinyan. We're real men, real men's kinyans. Not this flaky stuff. You slap me, I'll slap you.
That would be you have to do like bow and everything.
Yeah. Which Gemara am I talking about where there is a kinyan out there that's based on minhagim, even though the chachamim never articulate? Be careful. Which Gemara? I'm not talking about chalipin. Where do we see that there is such a kinyan? No. You're right, but that's not what I want. Ari? Sitrumta. Which Gemara is Sitrumta in? Bava Metzia Ayin Dalet. What is Sitrumta? When you put a little insignia on the barrel, you just made a little notch to show that it's sold. Well, I know Kinyana. I know Mashicha, Mesira, Hagba, Kinyan, Kinyan Tar. I don't know of any Kinyan called Sitrumta. Sitrumta is Chalipin's cousin. Because once I buy into Reb Chaim, then I'm not just showing that the Das is, listen carefully, I'm being very sharp here. I'm not just showing that the Maisa is less demonstrative, and therefore you can have non-demonstrative looking Maisas that are built into the fabric of Chalipin. Levi is still Chalipin, Yonah. It's just as a backwards Chalipin, but it's still performing Chazal's Chalipin. Rav Nachman is still Chalipin, you're just giving it back. But I could blow it all wide open! I can say, I can make Maisa fungible, not just illogical, I can make it fungible. Whatever action you want, choose. Mazel lebra, face slapping, chair throwing, granola biting, whatever you want. Yeah, just whatever we agree, we'll show our common agreement. Stop it, we'll get to it. Now, my nuts friends. Because what you're doing in Los Angeles, go to healthy nut stores, because God forbid you should have high polysaturated fats or anything. Can't show your face in shul. Which Gemara says that Chalipin was never legislated, but Chalipin itself was an unfurling and dynamic minhag?
Yishalmi.
And the second, I'm going to ask you, how does Yishalmi know it? So start thinking. I don't get that from the Bavli yet. The Bavli just talks about Sitrumta. I don't know what that has to do with Chalipin. But it's the same logical space, a mutually agreed upon. It's one step further from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, as far as I know, didn't talk about Sitrumta. But it's one step further. Once I have Chalipin, then I can understand Sitrumta. But I don't know that I can flux Chalipin, even though I can create parallels to Chalipin. Uriel, it seemed like you're having a heart attack. Yeah. What do you mean? Maybe Sitrumta require Eda. According to the Reb Chaim's logic. I don't know. Maybe it would. Okay. What am I talking about? Yishalmi. Where is Yishalmi? Okay, Kiddushin. Barishona. Hayukonim b'shlifas hanal. And then what happened was, Chozer lios konim b'ktsatsa. My ktsatsa, candy. Go to the makola today. Don't go really not allowed to, but order from the makola today. I want some ktsatsa. What are you talking about? Ktsatsa, you want some frozen hamburgers? No. I want some chips and popcorn. My ktsatsa, b'shar she'adam mocher sada achuzasu hayikrovav mevin chavios. You'd be embarrassed to sell your steachuzah because you shouldn't, but you had to because you needed the money. So your relatives just rub it in a little bit. They bring a barrel of candy. And they break it in front of the kids and say, just like this barrel of candy is falling all over the place, you lost your nechasa. Thanks. See you on Pesach. Thanks for that. I was like having a hard time. You're rubbing it. But that was the Kenyan.
Is this in the court that the pinata is actually Jewish thing?
Okay, here's Taras HaJari. Okay, funny guy.
It's a Maisa Kenyan,
and it seems to be how Chalipin been transformed into. So it's not just there's a legislator. Now, what about that pasuk makes you think that Chalipin was never even legislated? This is an idea developed by the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram was killed in World War II by the Nazis, Yimach Shemo. Sefer written by the chief rabbi of Kovna. What about the pasuk makes you think that even Chalipin was something that evolved without any rabbinic legislation? Yona? Vizos lifnim b'Yisrael. It never had a legislation, it emerged as a minhag. Vizos lifnim b'Yisrael. Chalipin itself was a minhag, and therefore can change as the minhagim change. Okay, so we're going to take a breath, and we're going to finish quickly. Unfortunately, I'm not going to have time. Yeah, I have to end by 10:30. I won't keep you too long. I'll have to skip what I'll talk on Sunday about the slichos and not everything. Parashah. This is Chalipin. This is Reb Chaim. This is the Berach Shmuel. This is the Rav. Okay?
Now me. I've never heard this before, but now me. Okay? Not the one that's over there. Now it's me.
Could this be why Chalipin fails? Because Chalipin, say one word, is not a
Maisa.
Don't you need to marry a woman? Let's say, put your fingers down. Okay? It's a Brooklynese. It's a Brooklyn time. Okay? Put your fingers down. Till I call you. Okay? I don't really understand my language, so. Whatever.
Chaim says that the das and rice are pretty.
Right. Don't you need to at least do an action to marry a woman? Can I sit across the table from a woman and marry her like this? Right. Okay, we're good. Doesn't it make kikah chishas? He doesn't have to be in action? Because of the issues, because of the shame issues, because of the peace sign. I don't care about the Gnai. Who cares about Gnai? She's Mrs. Pachas of Sharapruta, she's really happy. He's over the moon. I don't need Kesef. Any Kenya will do. I just need an action, not a symbol. I need an action, not conversation. This is me applying, I never heard this, but assuming this is what they're saying. Chalipin doesn't work for Kiddushin. Come on, guys, bring it back to Kiddushin because it's only Dibor, which the Noah saying does. Or as the Rashba says, you're not Mekadesh be Gufan, Elabedinan, which is the way of saying it's abstract, not be Gufan, not the physical action. Rashba speaking in Spanish from the 1300s, I'm speaking Italian. And what shows that this action is just showcasing?
Oh, because you can use it less than Shabbat.
Or, what shows it even more?
You give it back.
Give it back. This is why you can't marry a woman with Chalipin. Or if you want to hear it really, really nice, this is really cool. Strength is weakness, weakness is strength. Because Chalipin isn't an action, it's the only unisex Kenyan. It's the only Kenyan that works for Metalkalin and Karka. Why can't we build a Kenyan that works for both? Because by definition, demonstration of Bailus on Metalkalin is different from demonstration of Bailus on Karka. But what if I have a Kenyan that doesn't try to demonstrate Bailus? It would work on both. What do we call that? But the strength of Chalipin that it would work across the entire gamut means it will not work for because Kiddushin needs what it can provide. It can't be everything to everyone. Chalipin, we worship you. We worship on your altar. We're all part of the Chalipin sect. We're wearing big hats with a chas on our head. We're Chalipin fans. Chalipin crosses the entire spectrum because it doesn't try to show anything. It's not an action. It's a meeting of minds. The meeting of minds is concretized by a joint action. It's a handshake. Can't marry a woman with a handshake. Is this the third approach to the sugya that we're starting to peel away from those we've shown? Now, not now, but in your minds over Shabbos, now that we know what the symbolism of Chalipin is, how does that stack up with the symbolism of Kesef, or Tzavay, if you want to go to Beit Tam? Now you've got words to think about. What is Chalipin trying to symbolize? What is Kesef trying to symbolize? Are they the same? That's our sugya, guys. That's our sugya. Rashi, it's insulting. Premise, all kinyanim of karka would work. Is that Tosas Arash? Maybe. Rabbeinu Tam, you got to make it kesef. We thought it's kesef. We proved it's not kesef because of the value. Less than Teraputa. What was the Havim? It's the Maskana. Hard to know. In the Maskana, is it kesef? Is it not kesef? Machlokas. Rabbi says it's kesef. Chalipin is kesef, Mitrabanim. Third approach is it maybe isn't a Maisa Kinyan. By the way, just because you saw the Tosas and people asked me in Seder, if you need super das for Chalipin, not only will a 6-year-old, less than 13-year-old, maybe not have that das midrabanan, but who else may not be able to generate the super das of Chalipin, even though they may be able to generate das necessary for regular Kinyan? And what do we call that person? A Nachri. The Gemara in Bukharis makes it sound like a Nachri can perform Kinyan, but not Chalipin. Tosas disagrees, Tosas reinterprets, he feels that a Nachri can perform Chalipin. But the Rashba, most Rishonim feel, according to the Pashas, the Gemara in Bukharis, a Nachri can't perform Chalipin. So that's another person who can perform regular kinyanim, like the Katan, Pachas Miyad Gimel, Midrabanan, who can't perform Chalipin because he made it a higher level of Das. However, we define a higher level of Das. We have 3 minutes for me to tell you the phrase to think about over Shabbos. So I'm going to put your hands down. I'll stick around a little bit after Shir. I really want to talk a lot about this, but it's obvious. I'll say it very quickly, and I'll give you the phrase. Ki ha-mitzvah zaras Hashem nochim b'sav chayom lo nifle yisim imcha lo rechoki lo me'ever liyam lima mi'ever lano lo b'shamayim lima mi'ever lano b'shamayim mi'ever lano b'shamayim yikachel lano. Sometimes in life things feel very daunting and very unattainable. And Torah is always the most daunting because it's so broad and so complicated and so hard and so beyond human comprehension. And Api Pashas, that's what Moshe is saying. Ramban says it's talking about Tshuva, but Api Pashas, Moshe is talking about Torah mitzvahs. I think when you walk into this yeshiva, and you're starting to meet the people here in yeshiva, at some point you ask yourself, like, how will I ever become like that person? And it's a new feeling for most of you, because most of you were riding the wave of success in high school. You were at the top 5, 6, 7 in your class, and a couple exceptions. I like the name Rachel. You're at the top of your class, and that's a new feeling because, again, you'll start to peel away the yeshiva. You'll see more and more. You just go over to your Shana Dalit Israeli, Shana Hey guy, it feels like you'll never reach that. And what the Torah is saying is that by definition it isn't. And I want to say what Moshe said, but in a slightly different tone. I want to quote a medrash for you and give you a phrase to think about. And I like three-word phrases. I think that whatever you have to say in life, you can say in 3 words, and if you have to use more than 3 words, don't bother saying it. I'll give you a lot of three-word phrases. Two people walk into a room. Medrash says in Mishlei. Guys, wait for the phrase. I teach second graders. I asked Ellie, let me not teach second graders this year. So I got to teach second graders. Two people walk into a room. They see a piece of bread, kikar, hanging high, high, high from the ceiling. One is an idiot, one is wise. One is a shota, one is a pikeach. The ksil, the shota, says, I will never, ever be able to reach that bread. The wise person says, and here's my phrase, someone hung it. Someone hung it. And if someone hung it, then there's a way. Just keep telling yourself that phrase. No one that you see came into this building. The only person that walked into this building knowing Shas was Rav Aaron. Several times. We all started, and be honest, most of us started way behind you. Way behind you. Because learning in our day wasn't exactly what it was in your day. We didn't have summer ends, this white cola, we had macha. Some other time I'll tell you what I did my summers in the 70s. That's what I call it. Let's put it that way. I didn't spend time learning in the summers. So the only thing separating you from what you're seeing is thousands of hours of hard work and discipline and sweat. And if you decide not to make that journey, I can't force that decision, but at no point should the decision be I can't do it. That's off the table. It's off the table about becoming a Talmid Chacham, and one day we'll talk about whether it's on the table in terms of what you do with your life, but that's obviously a much more subtle conversation. We're not here to make you into rabbis. Well, we'd love for there to be a lot of rabbis that come out, but we are here to make everyone into Talmid Chacham Yirei Shamayim. So it can feel hard sometimes, and it can feel confusing, and you got bad days, and you have bad tosis in, and then the week's hard and discipline. Just keep telling yourself, someone hung it. Anyone you see is purely a product of hard work. And I've been in the yeshiva world long enough, trust me, I've seen a lot of bright minds flame out, I've seen a lot of people that walk steady like a tortoise, they become big talmid chachamim. So it's not about how many brain cells you have. Sometimes the brain cells work against you because they create the delusion of success. Most of you guys, what I call valedictorian victims. Because you did so well in high school and you were valedictorian candidates, you skated by without anyone ever like paying attention to who you really are as a person. Like, marks mean nothing in this world. Marks will get you nowhere. Marks will just get you into a better college, maybe get you more zeros in your salary. That's not what life's about. It's character and personality and traits. And like, if I were made principal of all American high schools for 5 minutes and I had one prerogative, like, this is so obvious to me, I can't believe, I know why, because of the whole culture. My one prerogative would be to abolish valedictorian awards. I call them valedictorian punishments. Because we're punishing our smartest kids by lauding them in high school and letting them skate through high school thinking that they're great without actually trying to build character. Because we replace marks for character. If I were principal, I would say, let's give the best student award and let's make a list of metrics of what it takes to be a good person. Selflessness, loyalty, compassion, motivation, faith, whatever. Let's make 10 traits that are really important in life. What are the 10 traits that are really important to relationships, compassion, sympathy, hard work, motivation, confidence? We make 10 or 15, we grade all of our students on those metrics. You're the best boy in the class. Because you, again, I don't think we should even say that because you have 49 other kids that are feeling like trash. You're the best boy, wonderful. In South Africa, they actually call him, like, ask your South African friends, they call him the top boy. And he actually, like in some Harry Potter strange, bizarre world, he gets a jacket that he wears, like a Hall of Fame jacket. He walks around campus. Who is paying attention here? Like, is anyone there? Is anyone on duty? Like, you're walking around in a jacket, first of all, making an idiot out of yourself, and making 50 other kids feel like idiots. Like, what? God forbid. Anyway, someone hung it. So now it's good. Now you realize brights means nothing. Okay? Like, I'm only laughing as I'm looking at some of your faces. Like, every once in a while, I still get this. Like, Tarragon, I have to hold myself back from laughing. I have to warn you, he's the brightest kid we ever had. Like, I'm pinching myself. Like, please don't tell me. Like, it's not going to make any difference here. You know, he's going to be an inchworm here. Like, trust me. Like, you know, I have to worry about that. Okay. Okay. We'll try our best, Rabbi. like coughing. Hold myself back from. I don't want to embarrass him. He's the brightest kid we ever had. Like, I think we got that one. Let me see the tiny Bednar, sure. You know. Some of the other people, again, because we don't care. I'm saying that not because we are bright people, we can outbright you. I don't care. We don't care. When we think about the boys in yeshiva, we don't say, oh, he had a good smart and cheer. We think about who is growing in their nefesh. How are they davening? How is their midos? How is their abbas ha-torah? Literally, we talk in the back rooms about you guys, gossiping about, like, what's his temperature? What's his Yir HaShamayim like? How's it? And so much of the access to that is Torah, but here in yeshiva in particular. But okay, so you're not the smartest guy in this room. You never will be the smartest guy to ever walk through this room. I don't care how many brain cells Hashem gave you. One of my biggest brachas is, I really don't have sharp brain cells. I'm going to give me a great brain cell. I'm not a particularly bright person. You probably all will outscore me in your SATs and your thing. But, you know, I'm really proud of that because I get to think slowly and I get to think deeply and I get to think methodically. My mind doesn't move too fast and I can't think. I got to speak in will. I got to think in will. It's really good for me. I like it. So brights is overrated and just, you're not the smartest guy. Sit down, learn as much Torah as you can, translate into Yerusha Mayim. I promise you, you'll get there. And every time you get a little bit sad or intimidated, just say, someone hung it. Someone hung it. Okay? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I will not be here for Shabbos, obviously. I got to get my hanky and press my mechutanim, so I'm all ready. And I'll see you Matzei Shabbos, everyone. Yes.
I was just curious about this a little bit. You're saying that, you know, we need Aiden to create a super dot, and I was thinking more about the opposite. You know, we have a hobby, you know,